With this KLEM Sports Update for this Monday, April 3rd, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Foul trouble and hot shooting LSU doomed the Iowa Hawkeye women's basketball team in the NCAA National Championship game last night. The Tigers made 11 of 17 from three-point range, including 9 of 12 in the decisive opening half in a 102-85 win in Dallas. It spoiled the Hawkeyes' bid for a first national title. Here's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter.
They really played well. They were ready to go. They did a great job. I'm just so proud of my team. I'm so proud of the women they are. I'm so proud of what they stand for. I'm the Iowa fans that came here in droves. I'm so thankful for them. I'm thankful that I get to coach at a university like the University of Iowa.
Iowa sliced a 21-point LSU advantage to 7 in the third quarter before a key moment when senior center Monica Sinano was whistled for her fourth foul and junior guard Caitlin Clark was given a technical foul.
Man, I felt good right then. I really did. I felt like, okay, we got this. And then, of course, we have the foul, the technical foul, all that stuff, and it gets out of hand at that point. But it's, I felt really good when we got it to 7. I thought we were going to do it. I really did. My team thought they were going to do it.
Sinano and fellow senior McKenna Warnock both fouled out, and the Hawkeyes closed their first title game appearance with a record of 31-7.
I'm telling you, this is brutal. It's really tough to walk out of that locker room today and to not, be able to coach Monica and McKenna ever again. That's tough. But I am very thankful for the season we had, and I don't want anything to take away from that. We played the national championship game.
Iowa junior Caitlin Clark finished with 30 points and 8 assists, but was on the bench in the second quarter with 3 fouls when LSU raced out to a 59-42 lead at halftime.
You got to give a lot of credit to LSU. They played an outstanding, outstanding game. And, they made some tough threes, some tough jumpers off of, ball screens, and sometimes you have to live with them with some of that.
It caps a season that saw Clark be named the nation's top player and set a new scoring record for the NCAA tournament.
I want my legacy to be the impact that I can have on young kids and the people in the state of Iowa. And I hope I brought them a lot of joy this season. I hope this team brought them a lot of joy. I understand we came up one win short, but I think we have a lot to be proud of and a lot to celebrate. And I was just that young girl, so all you have to do is dream, and you can be in moments like this.
Sinano says getting to the championship game was a thrilling way to close her career. She finished with 13 points and 6 rebounds before fouling out in the fourth quarter.
I think it's huge for us. It just shows the hard work that Coach Bluter and this coaching staff have been putting in. So this is long before this team did this. They're just doing it the right way. I keep saying it all the time, but we truly are a family. They've built something truly special there. I wouldn't have wanted to do this anywhere else with any other team, with any other group of people. So it's truly been an honor.
The Hawkeyes finish as runner-up in their first appearance in the national championship game in program history. Again, their final record, 31-7. Let's take a look at the sports schedule for today. High school sports really picking up, especially as far as golf is concerned, assuming that the courses stay good. But taking a look at the overall sports schedule in boys soccer today, Sioux Center is at Lamar's for a non-conference matchup. It'll be the first home game of the year for the Lamar's boys soccer team. In girls soccer, the Lamar's girls will be at Sioux Center for a matchup there. Both teams right now are unbeaten. The girls are 2-0. Boys are 1-0. To start the year. In War Eagle Conference golf, the season gets underway. Galen Catholic is at Hartley Melvin Sanborn for a golf meet. MMCRU is at Hinton. Of course, these are girls and boys golf contests. Unity Christian is at Remsen St. Mary's. Harris Lake Park is at Akron Westfield. And South O'Brien is at West Sioux in War Eagle Conference golf. In Western Valley Conference golf, it's Kingsley Pearson girls. They are going to be at OABCIG today. And the Kingsley Pearson and boys are at Ridgeview for a Western Valley Conference golf meet. In track today, just one team is in action. The MMCRU boys track team is in action in Sioux Rapids at a meet hosted by Sioux Central High School. And be sure to check out our website later on tonight. We'll have results from most of these events. Any events that we can get scores of, we'll have them for you on our website at KLEM1410.com later tonight on the sports tab. And you can click on sports scores and results from there. Be sure to check out our Twitter page at KLEM Sports on Twitter. We'll have updates from tonight's home opener for the Lamar's Community Boys Soccer Team as they host Sioux Center. Be sure you're following us at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.